Blog Talk Radio.
I think you were right, Ali, The King and I.
The King and I, yeah.
The King and I, but it did, when we were searching this song before,
it went up in West Side Story.
West Side Story. I don't
remember that in West Side Story.
It had, Maria had to be singing it.
It
had to be, but I mean, I know the song came from The King and I. At first I thought Cinderella, but I knew for a fact it was Julie Andrews that sang it. Welcome, people, welcome to... She's raising the bar. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Sit down over there, back there.
If it's Wednesday.
Sit down.
If it's 1 o'clock, you better believe it's us. And we're here. And the sun is bringing the crowds out. And we're happy to be alive on a beautiful spring day like today.
Love it.
We have a lot to talk about. So I just want to get to the cast of characters. Before we even get into our discussion.
And who are they?
To my left, sitting to my left and always sitting right in the center of my heart, is the lovely Lee Ziegelman.
Oh, I was looking around.
Mm-hmm, me too. I figured you're the only one in the room, so let me mention you. And I am Lori Towers. And
yay!
Where's the sound effect, Lee?
You know what? I lost it.
Holy crap.
I lost them. What's going on?
Okay, just give anything. Rimshot, anything.
Anything.
Boo, get a boo. Okay.
Got a great show on tap.
Absolutely. And we have, everybody loves our round table. Everybody loves our round table discussions. And we have our regulars on with us today, Nancy Donahue and Patricia Martin. And everybody's assignment was, and everybody saw the movie anyway, I Feel Pretty. I think I was the last one to see that. I think I was the last one.
Well, you just saw it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ago,
but
it?
I think I was the last one. You had seen it. I think Patty had seen it before me. I don't know. I think Nancy had seen it before everybody. But, that was the assignment. And we are going to discuss the movie. And I have, you know, I had mixed feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a movie... I think, is to take you out of reality for 90 minutes or whenever, however long you're sitting there. It's not necessarily supposed to make a political statement or anything that's going to change your life in any way. But, you know, this movie is controversial and it's being applauded, and that's why I wanted to get everybody on the show and ask their opinion
about it.
On that, and then you had something to say once we get them on board, a little incident that you ran into the other day. But let's bring our ladies on board, please, ladies.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Happy Wednesday, ladies. Alit had a little story to tell, so I'm going to let her say that, then we're going to go into the discussion.
The floor is mine.
The floor is yours. That has,
wow,
that's
very hard when Lori Towers is around. But anyway, I had to get my car serviced on Monday, and, you know, you wait online until they take your car, but right behind me there was this guy that was wearing, and he was young. I would say he had to be in the late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing the worst wig in the world. If I tell you, he had like a mullet wig.
Mm-hmm.
You never seen a mullet wig.
If you're going to wear a wig, why pick a mullet?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And the front was like a rose. It was like curling, and it was just so, so bad. And that was the first thing you saw. It was like him wearing a skunk on his head. Okay?
Yeah.
And he had a personality that he was the best-looking guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He carried himself.
Sounds familiar, like, girls. I'm not going to say who, but anyway.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Yep.
I didn't even think of that.
And you know, to Nancy's point, and I'm going to bring that up later when we in the midst of the discussion,
right.
Narcissism and delusional behavior is that
right.
exactly confidence,
right.
which is what right. I took from the movie.
But I didn't think he was very narcissistic.
Right,
he was
right.
just very... He thought he was, you know,
right.
he just felt good about himself.
Right.
He really did.
Yeah.
And he walked around, he talked to all the ladies there,
mm-hmm.
no problem. Like, the first thing you see is that hair. And
right.
I don't know if he notices that, but he doesn't care. Because he
right.
felt very confident and he felt comfortable in his skin.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, what we're going to be talking about
yeah.
today.
Well, that's an interesting yeah. point. Mm-hmm. Because a hairstylist that I know, we were talking about the movie,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking, and we were talking about how, you know, a lot of times guys, you know, could be pot-bellied and, you know, this, that, bald, and they'll be sitting there, like, judging other, you know, judging
sure.
women's appearances.
Right.
But she
yeah.
said that... it's like, don't you look in the mirror. But she was saying how she was really shocked how many guys really are insecure about their looks, especially their hair when they come to her,
mm-hmm. yep.
that some of them won't even look in the mirror at themselves.
Yeah.
Some of them, they're very specific
yeah.
about how they want her to cut the hair, and they ask her for advice on how to get it to grow thicker and better. So
mm-hmm.
she was really, she said that really surprised her, that they really cared so much about their appearance.
Well, it's not surprising.
It's not surprising to me.
No. I mean, how about, remember Hair Club for Men?
And it's
yep.
still.
Yeah.
It's still around.
Yeah.
It was just very, you know, the men hate losing their hair.
And, you know, in fairness, it's something that, I mean, don't get me wrong, women do lose their hair, but there is never that pattern of baldness that we have to worry about that men do. And I know John lost his hair
right.
when he was 25.
So did my brother.
25.
Yeah.
And I always said the hair knew it had a chance to escape me, so it just
right.
jumped off his head. But,
yeah.
But that's, we will never have to go through that. So, I mean, it's...
Well, women
well,
have alopecia.
No, but, no
right.
yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say, Lloyd. But the hair does thin as you get older. And I'm
right,
now
yes.
60, and it's definitely thinner than when I was 22. And
oh.
it is, I'm insecure about it. I mean, I just started taking vitamins for it. But, women's hair does. I mean, maybe you two are really lucky and your hair isn't thinning. But I know mine is. And it's something I think about.
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
I want hair, and it's not there, you know?
Yeah.
The mane is the whole thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, men do seem to lose it more early in age than
oh, yeah.
women do, for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. My ex-husband was in a band, actually, and, you know, they opened for Blondie at CBGB's and stuff. I mean, he was a serious musician, and he had hair down to his butt.
Yeah.
And he lost it in his early 20s, and he
yeah.
always wore a stinking baseball cap.
I remember. Yeah.
I
yeah.
hate baseball. Unless you're playing baseball, don't do it. You know?
Right.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
To a
for
jazz
sure.
hat. Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
So I want to
yeah.
ask your thoughts. What, Nancy, you go first. What did you take away from the movie? What did you make? I mean, because like I said, it's controversial and it's being applauded.
Yep.
What did you feel? What was your feeling on it?
All right, well, first off, I have to tell you, I love Amy Schumer. I think her work is brilliant on most of the movies. On this movie, I didn't, and I watch Ellen every day. That's
mm-hmm.
I religiously watch Ellen, and she had her on prior to the movie launch. And I saw, you know, a bit of the trailer, and I really didn't like the concept of the movie. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. And I get the message. I get all that. Yeah, that's cool. That's great. But I don't know. I didn't like the wardrobe. I was really picky about that. But I'm always look at those things. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the message was okay. I get it. But, you know, I thought it was kind of silly. And I was really surprised because Amy Schumer is really brilliant and intelligent
oh,
and smart.
Yeah, it wasn't a
and
typical
I, and
Amy Schumer movie.
She didn't write it.
You know. Yeah,
yes.
Well, I didn't like whoever wrote it. I just didn't like it.
Well,
and I thought the message was a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it. And again, the wardrobe, wasn't becoming at all. I don't know who styled that, but it was horrible.
Very frumpy.
You know what's funny? Because I love when Nancy, when I say something, and I love it when Nancy and I collide, because she doesn't want to disagree with me. She goes, "Oh, but Lori, but Lori." And I was sure that we were going to collide on this, but we're right on the same page with this.
Yeah.
That's exactly, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how I felt. And I'll go into the narcissism and delusional behavior after I get Patty's take on it. Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I too am a Amy Schumer fan, and I think that she's really very brilliant. And in this movie, the best thing about it, I think, was her physical comic sensibilities. I mean, I was really pretty impressed with that. But that said, it was kind of a yawn. I mean, I don't know what
it was.
I don't know what the big to-do is even about the messaging. It was just a yawn. And in her interviews that I read about her, she pretty much had the same pattern down, and all the quotes were pretty much the same. I don't know if she was coached to do that or, you know, put that spin on it, but I think it was like Much Ado About Nothing.
I totally agree. It was Much Ado About Nothing. It was just silly.
Now, Elite, your turn, honey.
Well, you know, listen, I love Amy Schumer. I would go see anything.
No.
I watch the TV show. I watched Ellen, you watched, and Nancy. And it wasn't her typical funny movie. Like, she always has, like, these funny, like, you know, innuendos and making fun of herself and all that stuff. But she wasn't like that in this movie. It was like Patty said, she didn't write it. So I guess she just went along with the script. But I enjoyed it. It was, you know, it made me laugh here and there. But it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't a great movie. No.
I think I went to see it the day after, the first day it was out. I think it was a Friday it came out, and I went that day, and I was so excited to go because, I said, and I got there, and I'm like, oh, well, that was kind of a waste of time, but not because, you know, I'll see every movie that comes out anyway.
Sure.
So,
Well, you know, I like her, but and there were points of the movie that I laughed, and, you know, her timing, her comedic timing is great. I resented certain aspects of it because I didn't like her character. I found her to be obnoxious.
Yes.
That, you know, she did not get confident. She got obnoxious and delusional, and there was not one aspect of that personality that could have catapulted her to success.
Right. I
mean, nobody that I know of would. I mean, she was so beholden to looking a certain way prior to that, and she still was obsessed by thinking that she looked that way. So, I mean, I don't want to, for anybody who's listening, I'm not going to be a spoiler and give the ending of the movie
it's
away.
It's still playing, yeah.
But there was a shot at redemption in the end, which was predictable. But I didn't like her character. I don't think her character did anything, any of the message about, you know, being a confident woman and it changing your life. I don't see that it did that. She was obnoxious the entire time, and I think that any luck that she got was happenstance.
I didn't like
the character out of
that's bless you, Lee, it's true. That's, I mean, again, you know, I didn't go in expecting the movie to change my life or to but it was funny. It was certainly entertaining. I liked the hell out of her, but
the point of what it was supposed to bring out was it matters how you carry yourself, you know?
Exactly.
And if you carry yourself with confidence, even though, you know, she did have the confidence, but like you said, she was very narcissistic and just a mean person after a while, it changed her whole personality.
But, you know,
but if you do walk around with confidence and, you know, knowing that you're, you know, pretty, you know, things do come to you easily.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, if you looked, and the ensemble that she played with was great because their reactions to her were like, I mean, they couldn't believe she was saying, I mean, they were looking at her like she was half-baked, which anybody would look at her like that.
Yeah.
So therein, I didn't find any, you know, any support of the mission that this movie had about. Because it was just like she was this crazy girl who just happened to land in the right place.
Well, yeah. Well, she thought that, but nothing changed around her. Nothing changed around her. Just her thoughts changed. Everything else was status quo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been. And again, going back to Nancy's point about someone being narcissistic about the hair and everything, But the thing is, there is, you know, and I don't want to give any support to anybody in the White House, but the thing is, there at least was a platform that it was based on. It was money, it was this, and I'm not saying that that's the right reasons to feel self-confident or even, but there was something. Her character pretty much didn't have that, and the one thing that she did have going for her was she was a good friend to a few people and almost ruined that. So the one thing that she had that was priceless is friendship, and she almost, you know, assaulted that head on. Mm-hmm. So,
but she knew that at the end. It all came together in the end. You know
what I'm saying is, it was, it, you know, people were saying, well, it's definitely a feel good movie. I don't know if I felt good. I walked out of the theater and I was even saying to John, I don't know, I resent this movie, and it's like you have to hear that all the way home, you know.
No, but
there was
a lot of yeah.
A lot of backlash about it, too, from the social media, you know, flurry. A lot of people were criticizing that it was not inclusive, that there were only, you know, two black characters.
Exactly right.
And that
mm-hmm.
they're saying, and a lot of people were, you know, plus-size women were criticizing, saying, I wish I looked like she did,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
What does that make me, a gargoyle kind of a thing?
Well, here we go on that. I'm going to go for this one.
It's just backlash with everything that you find these days.
Well, you know, that's what when you put out any piece of art,
anything, people are going
to
have to say something.
And
to say.
But the thing, but in fairness, you know, I know Amy Schumer is definitely a progressive. You have to create a city that does exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're you know taking a template of New York. New York is a melting pot. Everybody's there. So represent every culture there. And that, I have to say, I agreed with the New York Times. It's like, yeah, you know, where is everybody? Where are the Asian Americans? Where are the, you know, where was everybody? It's like everybody stayed home that day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the one thing. But, I mean,
I don't know. When I go to the movies, I don't think about that. You go to the movies, you escape. You don't look for, you know, you don't look for the same old thing that you go through every day. You want something different.
But this
was
billed as being groundbreaking, earth-shattering, you know.
Well,
and
Amy Schumer is not groundbreaking.
Nothing.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, but that's,
but
when, that's why I ran to the movie. Yes, you're exactly right, Patty. That's why I went. And, you know, I adore Ellen and... again, I love all of AB's other movies, but I, you know, all right, I'm going to really open a can of worms here.
Go ahead. I want you to, Nancy.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always been fit and healthy and in really good shape, but I also really work at it. But I'm having a really hard time now with, and here we go, I'll probably get bamboozled. I'm really having a hard time with what I just heard on the news the other day is all this plus size. All right, so I have a friend in retail, and all the plus size garments are coming to the front of the store instead of, remember, they were hidden in the back of the store, and you'd have to dig and find, but now everything's coming to the front of the store. So I have a real problem with this, because what is this telling our society? What is this, you know, this is just an invitation to say, okay, it's okay to be a 2X, 3X, 4X, it's okay. You can put on, and I've stood on this pedestal for years, over 30 years when I was a trainer. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's correct. It's not okay. I mean, Amy Schumer is of a okay, you know, fine weight, you know, just a little chubby, but it's not okay to go beyond that. I walk around the streets in New York and I see all these, and I'm not going to use the term I'm going to say, but I just see all these like really obese, and this is not healthy, obese women, and they're dressing like really cute in leggings and belts and this, and that is not right. That is, I'm sorry, this is wrong, and this is sending a wrong message.
I get
not everybody's going to be slim and trim, and you know everybody's body is built differently. I get that, but I will say, when I was a kid, there was only maybe one chubby kid on the block, and that was maybe because of an Edie thing. Now it is rampant. It is.
Oh yeah, I know from the research that I was doing on the book that I'm working on with this woman who has a bestseller from the 70s. She's updating it, and I think it's at least 65% of the female population is size 14 and up. 65%.
Yeah, that's That's from eating. That's from eating and not having the education about what's healthy and what's not healthy and blah blah blah.
It's only really here in America.
Well, yeah.
If you go out to Europe and stuff like that, it's not like that. And I'm going to tell you a story. I just went to see like a high school play. I always go see my daughter's old high school play because my husband teaches in the school, and they put on Hairspray this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens every year. You know, you look at the cast, and I'm going to tell you the truth. 80% of the girls are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
80%.
No.
Not even
65%
anymore. It's 80%.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a thin girl is out. I mean,
a thin girl is out.
There's no more thin girls.
And you know,
and they're obese. They're not small. They're obese.
I believe that everybody has a right to feel good about how they are, but I don't want to give somebody permission to ruin their health. And that's what
exactly
a lot of people does. Because the truth is, and I remember watching, Oprah years and years ago, and they had all these morbidly obese women on. I mean, morbidly obese. I mean, they could not get off the chairs. And one of the ladies, her argument was, well, listen, if I should get cancer, I'm more likely to live longer than you because there's more of me for the cancer to eat away. And I thought to myself, what the frig is she saying?
That's
disgusting.
How can you even think that?
That's what I'm saying. But the truth is, it is not healthy. I mean, 20 pounds overweight, okay, that's not bad. 30.
Yeah.
But when you're 50 pounds overweight, I'm sorry.
50, 100. Now they're tipping the scales at 300 is like lightweight. I'm not kidding. I mean, I can pretty much point out how much each person weighs. When you see the 300 and 400 pounders, they're pretty.
But I'm
going to
tell you, it's our problem in the society because food, the really bad food for you is cheap to buy.
Of course.
Very cheap to buy. I mean, you could buy romaine noodles, right? 3 for $1.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to buy something natural or, you know, gluten-free or something, it's like $5 to $8 to $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're talking about low-income families, they can't afford that.
Now,
and that's why you'll see a lot of obesity
see, now,
in low-income families.
This is where you know that it's somehow systemized.
Yes.
Nancy, my office and where Nancy lives is pretty much in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any McDonald's there, Nancy? No, we don't.
No.
See, that's the difference. But you will find Popeyes. You will find all of these in underserved areas.
Yes.
And that's the shame of it.
But that's society.
Because you're keeping a
population
unhealthy.
It's making.
And another thing is the reason that there's, I don't know, if you look around, you'll see a lot of, especially the younger kids, they're not just, you know, overweight to obese. They're also deformed. And that's from, I know from a nutritionist friend of mine, a lot of that can be attributed to the chemicals and the hormones in the food.
Yeah.
So they're not only eating too many calories, they're consuming these chemicals that are deforming their bodies.
Yeah, the chemicals and the dyes. There's just this thing. So I did a lot of marathons, and I used to drink this Gatorade and Powerade stuff, which I never can look at now. But now there was just a story in the news that they're trying to ban this for kids because mothers and parents are having their kids drink this Powerade, blue, red, orange, lime green stuff. I mean, what is – and these kids don't need it. When I was marathon training, yes, I could have used it, but now I'm kicking myself for drinking all those chemicals. But I did it because that was the thing you do. But – I would never give my son a bottle of Gatorade when he was thirsty. I mean, that was only when he played sports. But even, you know, it's just absurd what these people think. They think it's healthy. You know, they see these ads.
That's the marketing, yeah.
Right. They advertise it. It's very healthy. It hydrates you, you know.
But, you know, I think the biggest argument, and this is what I hear, with people that are a good amount overweight, well, you know what, I went to the doctor and I'm healthy. Now you are. You might be now, but you will not.
I will bet
any of my future earnings, you will not end up healthy. You will not grow old.
Yeah.
In a fashion that I would like to.
Nope.
And that's what people don't see. Well, I can do this. You know, I don't. You know, being and the truth is, being slim doesn't necessarily mean you're in great shape either.
Right.
So that's also another.
No, understood. Right. There's a lot of skinny fat people. Understood. And I see a lot of that on the Upper West Side and the Upper East
yep.
Side for sure.
Yep.
I mean, it can go the opposite direction as well, as who we all know from New York. But go ahead, Patty. Sorry.
Oh no,
that
wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's me. You know, finish what you're saying, Nancy.
No, so I'm up here in Massachusetts, and I went to have and it's kind of rural and suburbs, and I went to, you know, to have dinner with my sister. And I swear to you all, every single person in this restaurant was obese.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Starting from the young girl who had to be 15, 16, and she had shorts on, and she stood up, and like Patty was saying, they're deformed. They're just, you know, and they think it's okay because they're sitting across the table from all their family that's the same size.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. They just, you're born into that. And I remember probably 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, John and I flew to my godson's wedding in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, we walked into a restaurant, and, you know, I was a strict vegetarian there. So, I mean, I didn't even eat fish. So they were, like, looking at me like I was crazy. But everybody in the restaurant was at least half our age, twice our weight, and their hair looked tired. They just looked like, no.
Where'd you get that food?
And you see what they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And they're drinking this sweet tea.
Yep.
And they're eating, I mean, there's meat for dessert. And their diet, and they just don't know. And they drive wherever they have to go.
Yeah.
And that's a large part of the population.
Yes, it's the driving thing,
Yeah.
And what about the all-you-can-eat buffets, please? Oh. It's like I was called belly up to the big butt buffet. You can't even get in there.
No, but I do go to them. And I go to the town. Right, but you know what? The difference is I eat all the fish. Like I love the peel. The reason I go is I love the peeled shrimp. You know when you peel the shrimp and you put them in the sauce? I love that. And you don't find that anymore anywhere.
No.
They used to have beefsteak charlies. They used to have cookies. But this is the only place that you could go is these Chinese buffets. But that's what I eat there. And you have to see what the
But the interesting thing. The interesting thing is Harry and I, my dearest friend, went on the crossing on the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, you know, all buffet the whole day long.
Yeah.
But you know what? You guys, we both lost weight on the crossing.
I did too. And I always lost weight on the cruises.
Yeah, because I just put what's on my plate, and that's all I'm going to eat, and then you don't eat in between meals, so at least I didn't. I mean, I know some people did, but it was so interesting to find. And then the servings of food at the formal dinners was very tiny.
Yeah.
So that you ended up...
Because all day you were fed. You were fed all day. And how about the midnight buffets? Who the hell eats at midnight?
No, but those are the people.
I was sleeping at midnight, first of all.
You make conscious decisions. You make conscious decisions about what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat.
Right.
And that's really, it's the tiny decisions you make every day that make a difference. It's not big sweeping changes.
Of course.
It's the decisions you make every single day.
It's true.
Yep.
And if I eat the bad foods, my body says, what the hell is this? It's horrible. I have to feel so disgusting.
Okay, but here's... Here's the argument to Nancy's point. Okay, now how, and we're all on the same page about this, but how do we empower people, women in particular, to feel good about themselves? Okay, how do we empower them and yet say, okay, you know, you should feel happy about how you look, but you can't look that way. See, this is, Nancy, believe me, I feel exactly as you do. But how do we possibly do it? I mean, how do we market this? I mean, you're beautiful.
Very difficult without insulting. It's very difficult without insulting people because now the big and beautiful. And I'm telling you, since the Sports Illustrated came out with the big issue, I'm going to call it, whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, okay, go have at it. Everybody and their mother, you know, who's like, you know, 100 pounds overweight, go put yourself in a bikini and strut yourself. I'll tell you, it's
pictures
beyond.
Of yourself on the beach.
But you know,
it's you guess what? It's not pretty to me. It's not healthy, and it's costing us a lot of money.
That's
I'm sorry.
It isn't healthy. And the thing is, you know, it's not even being, you know, it's not being facetious. I might not want to look at it, but, you know, you have a right to do whatever you want. I could look away.
Of course you do.
But it isn't healthy. It isn't healthy. And 100 pounds will affect your joints in 10 years. 100 pounds will affect your arteries. That's just the way it is. You're not going to escape it.
That is plain and simple truth. That's just truth, fact, and science.
If you dig real deep down into anybody that's obese, they're eating for a reason.
Of course.
They're always eating for a reason. And I have a client that's skinny, and she's beautiful, and she feels fat and ugly, okay? If I showed you a picture, you would say, what?
No, I understand that. Yeah,
it's all the way your mind is set. I mean, if you're brought up with a mother that, you know, tells you this, that tells you that, and tells you this, you're going to grow up to feeling ugly all the time.
Yeah.
All the time,
yeah.
No matter how beautiful you are. So it doesn't matter if you're fat or skinny, if you don't feel good on the inside, and that's what this movie was about. You have to feel good on the inside to make it come out from the outside. And that's basically it.
Yeah.
I still want to know how we're going to move all those extra sizes to the back of the store without me and Nancy going to every store and pushing them back.
I haven't seen that, but I'm surprised about it. I really am surprised about it because there's more. I don't know.
It's about the marketing, though. If
exactly
that's the greatest segment of
the
population, they're going to try to capitalize and profit from that.
It's always about money.
It's just simply a matter of economics.
Yep.
No, for sure. Of course it is.
And it's catering to the 80% that I saw that were overweight in the play. They're going to go shopping, and they don't have to go to the back of the store anymore because they're in the front of the store now.
No, and they're proud and it's fun, and, you know, they can buy all these cute big clothes and, you know, strut themselves down. I'm sorry. I just think it's just so unhealthy.
It's given you a wrong
Well, it's giving you permission to
be
overweight.
Yeah.
And you know what? Again, we're all on the same page as the fact that we think that people should feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
But it's just not healthy.
Right.
It's just not going to land in the right place. And, you know, I think, you know what, especially with kids who are in their 20s. I mean, we were all in our 20s. And, you know, you're 7 feet and bulletproof.
Right.
You're never going to die. You're never going to hit 40. And, you know,
it catches up with you.
Your metabolism's going to churn away like
like
a
furnace. Exactly. I have to be honest with you, ladies. My daughter is very overweight. And I'm, you know, she's not tall like me. I'm 5'11". She's like 5'1". And she's very overweight.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell her that, you know, I keep telling her, you know, I don't tell her as much as I used to because she hated me. She sees what I do for a living. You know, I train people. She grew up in a gym with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she went the opposite way. But I cannot talk to her because she hates me for it if I do. So, but she's in the society that everybody else her age is like now. That's it.
That's
she's
exactly what, yep. Yep,
you know?
She's comfortable. Yeah, because like you just said, all her friends are, so she is comfortable, and it is fine, and it's okay. That's the whole
She doesn't feel different.
Thing behind it. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is what's also feeding into this is everybody walking around the frickin' town and everywhere and on airplanes with yoga pants. And when I was training people, I say to my clients, get out of these sweatpants when we're done working out, and I want you to put on a pair of tight jeans that don't stretch and wear those all day long.
That's
why people get fat
because they don't stretch with you.
That was one of my things that I used to tell them all the time.
I hate that. First of all, when I got pregnant, I said to myself, after I finished with my pregnancy, I will never, to this day, wear those kind of pants again, those stretch pants.
Mm-hmm.
And the only things I wear to the gym is the Adidas sweatpants. I don't put those kind of stretchy things up because it reminds me of those days when I was fat and pregnant.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me is when I see – you know, young ladies, and they're wearing these really, and you see the cellulite.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I always think to myself, you know, and I would never say anything unkind, and I would never laugh, but there is nobody in that person's house or that's dear to them to say, listen, you know what?
They're afraid to. They don't want to embarrass them.
This would make you look sexier.
Right.
Because it's just, there's no getting around it.
No. No.
So, ladies, I have to interrupt. I have to go
I'm watching the watch, too. Well, thank you.
No, I know, but my business partner is here, Heidi Coomer, and we're going off for a meeting. But
good luck, Dawn.
Anyway, it's always a pleasure
to talk
to you guys. I love you.
I love you, Nancy.
Love you,
Nancy. Take care. Bye-bye.
And Jeffrey's listening, so
Jeffrey.
Say hey, Jeffrey.
Oh, I'm going to take this to Jeffrey.
Okay. All right. You guys
take care.
Darling. Thank you so much.
Bye,
guys.
No.
Bye.
Yeah, and I've got to leave in 5, so I know it's going to be a short.
Everybody's leaving us.
Well, at the end of the show, we're going to say a little something to Jeffrey, but we're going to continue this dialogue that we had. So, I mean, again, and the book, are we able to say anything about the book, Patty, that you're working on?
Yeah.
What its title was back in, 1979 when it came out?
The 1979 title was Dressed to Look Thin.
Dressed to Look Thin. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, and this woman obviously had the insight to say, you know what, well, this, I mean, you can't re-release a book like this.
And it was a bestseller.
It was a bestseller.
Yep, back in the late 70s. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's so dated.
And
now,
Gloria Vanderbilt, wrote a testimony. Yeah.
Wow.
It was
back in the day. But now it's funny because it's, you know, again, with a working title like that, you say, well, it might be about camouflage, this, but now
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with a very different population
mm-hmm.
and a very different way of looking at clothes. And again.
And it had a subtitle that was something like how to look, I mean, I don't know exactly, but it was something along the lines of how to instantly look 15 pounds slimmer.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the paperback version.
Wow.
Was it in hardcover too, or was it in paperback?
I don't know. I think it was always released in paperback.
Because I remember it sitting on the rack in every library. I remember
yes.
very, very clearly. And
it had photos, mostly photos, right. and some illustrations in it.
No, I never really looked at those kind of books.
But
it was never
thing. You know, I was always thin. I never really.
Right. I just never really bothered about
but
that.
But now my question is, okay, how does a book like that? I mean, now it's like everybody wears everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's no where there was some reserve. Well, I'm this weight. I would never wear that. There's no reserve anymore. Like
well,
Nancy was
saying. What the book is doing, what our orientation is to feel good in your skin and also, but there's a take care of yourself element.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, you know, how to dress in fashions that flatter your figure
mm-hmm.
and don't draw attention to your, you know, to your
the weaker areas, the
areas that you're not, and what to do for different, you know, how to dress for different body shapes and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
And when do you think this is going to be out?
It's a work in progress. Hoping to get a bunch more. I mean, it's going very well, but it's got a ways to go. So, you know, we're hoping to have it done by the end of the year, for sure.
Good. But like I said, it's you know, and I had a feeling, it's funny, I had a feeling Nancy was going to really, really like the movie, and I was going to be like the one to go back and forth.
Right.
But it does.
No, I understand you know.
It does make a lot of good points. I mean, again, an Amy Schumer type of overweight, it's not an issue, but when you're going into 150 pounds and 100 pounds,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And in real life, she don't care the way she looks. She's very happy with her body type, and she just loves herself. She's very comfortable
in
her own
skin. I think that's great.
And you can tell by her personality.
Mm-hmm.
You could really tell. You could always tell somebody who's so, you know, extroverted or introverted because they're just, you know, you could just, by their body language alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way
and
they
walk.
And
she was so unself-conscious. I mean, I could not believe that bathing suit, that bikini
contest.
She was like, I mean, she was so... She just has, I mean, that's in the end where she was like slamming into the wall at the, you know, at the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a
very good physical comedian.
Yeah,
and
she really is.
Definitely had no holds barred about being self-conscious.
No. Did you see the movie with her and Goldie Hawn?
With it what?
With Goldie Hawn. Did you see that movie?
I had no interest in that.
Oh, but in that movie, she was sitting in the bikini in the sun. She didn't care. Even sat down, like moved out of the chair, and like, you know, when you sit and you have all those rolls, she didn't care. And she actually popped a boob in that movie. She didn't care. She is very comfortable in her skin.
And being across from Goldie Hawn, who has always been in great shape.
It's
always,
so funny because Goldie Hawn was all covered up. You never knew what her body looked like anymore because she got so old. She really did get old.
She did get old, but she's still in good shape.
Yeah, but like I said, she was wearing long T-shirts. Mm. You never saw her in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
You never saw her anything.
Yeah.
Everything was baggy on her.
Yeah. Well, you know, but the truth is, I would love to know what Nancy, what Amy Schumer looked like as a child, because she probably always was.
She was always a chumpy,
right?
Chunky kid.
So
yeah.
It's not like, I mean, she could go out in a bathing suit because she never really expected more from her body. She never got more from her body.
She didn't care.
So she didn't care. And
that's the thing. She doesn't care.
I think it's different if you're thin and you gain weight.
Right.
I think it's harder
One of my favorite things of two videos of her. There's one of them where she goes into this like New York City boutique trying to find a gray sweatshirt, and when they find out, when she says she wants a size 12, it's like the way she's treated by the shopkeeper, it's like, can you keep your voice down? You're scaring the thinner customer. and then she did, oh gosh, there's another one that I haven't watched yet. That's another skit that she did. That's a take on the 12 Angry Men, where there's 12 guys trying to determine if she's like, you know, effable, basically.
Wow.
This is from her TV show, no?
I think that one's from her TV show, too. The other one, I used to
watch that all. It was hysterical.
Yeah,
totally hysterical. She really, really went out of the box with her stuff.
Very, very talented woman. Now, before Patty leaves, you had something you put on Facebook that
which I loved. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, by the way, I'm just looking at pictures of Amy Schumer as a kid. I Googled it. I Googled her, and oh my God, she's not that. She doesn't look like a Chubberino.
Nope,
not really. I mean, she's healthy looking, but she doesn't look like.
But she wasn't like an overweight.
Well, I don't see her at like 14 when people get the baby fat, though.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody, I mean, even people who are skinny can get baby fatty when they're then. So
yeah.
So I posted something on Facebook. I saw somebody had posted this amazing image. Obviously, it was a really well done Photoshop image of an elephant with butterfly wings for ears.
I saw
and
that.
Did you see that?
I loved it.
Wasn't that amazing? So I was inspired to write a haiku, and it was kind of thinking about today's show as well, about, you know, a self-esteem and taking, you know, with taking care of yourself, not just like, I'm fine, take me or leave me. So I wrote this to go with it. Break your boundaries. See the world differently. Spread your wings and fly.
And you know, that really is. I mean, that's, you know something? I think that is exactly the message the movie was trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perfect. I mean, perfectly put, Patty.
And at first, oh, thank you. And at first, you know, it's nice to get an inspiration, like, wow, it's like a combination between the show topic and this image. At first, when I wrote it, the first line of the five syllables was break the boundaries. And then I'm like, no, it's not breaking outside boundaries, it's breaking your own boundaries. So that's why it was break your boundaries, see the world differently.
That's perfect. Because usually Patty will read something, but this worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
This worked out perfectly, and I think you saw it.
Yeah, that's why I think I liked it, because it was so
perfect for the show.
In fact, we could actually
share it tomorrow.
Yeah, why not?
Because usually
it's perfect.
If you read something, we put that up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it up on a wall.
Photo. Do you want me to email you the photo, or do you have it? You can snag it off Facebook.
I don't know if I can, but if you have it, if you could email that would be better.
Sure,
sometimes
I will.
It's a little temperamental, and I can't.
Yeah, I'll email it to you. It's almost quarter of. So anyway, it's been lovely as always
Thank you again.
Until next month, my love.
Yes.
Love you. All right. Well, take
care.
Take care,
Patty.
Okay. See ya.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, you know something, Elite?
Yes, darling.
We didn't give that to Nancy, so Nancy Donahue. Yes. There we go. Don't move your finger. Jeffrey Saunders. Yep, okay, yep. Everybody sit down.
Wait, one more.
One more, because he's just
to remove the fat people clothes from the
now,
front.
Now, see, now, wait, I had to say something about Jeffrey. See, now.
Oh, okay, so go ahead.
You ruined my momentum.
No.
Jeffrey is the man behind Nancy, and he is just PR. He is a PR's PR person. That's exactly what
he is.
He is the man doing all her social media posting.
Yes.
You know, we didn't even get to say anything about Belcour.
I know. Well, we could still talk about that. She doesn't have to be here.
You know something, Elite? You know, I was going to, well, I don't want to misrepresent it. I don't want to, but
okay.
If, you know, if Jeffrey is listening, hang on, I got an idea. If Jeffrey is listening and he wants to call in and he wants to give a little shout out to Belcour, 347-857-1867, Jeffrey. 347-857-1867. Give us a call, and you could come on the air, because I usually put Nancy on the spot.
And do a live PR.
I usually put her on the spot. And I always, yeah. I always, today I was going to say, if she had more time, I was going to say, Elise, what's going on with your skin? What the hell is going on?
Why does it have to be my skin?
Well, you could say it about me, but what am I going to say? Lori, what's going on with your skin? You could turn it around and do it to me.
You would tell me that nothing was wrong with your skin. That's why I would
pretend for Nancy's sake. Because that's what friends do. We pretend things are wrong. Jeffrey Saunders.
He probably got off.
1-867. That's the type of friend he is. There he is. Bring him on.
Is that him?
There, I know it's him. Jeffrey.
Hello, lady.
We got you.
You know something? Elite just said, oh, he got off the air because Nancy's off the air.
No,
I listened to you all the way through to the end.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Well,
pleasure to meet you finally, Jeffrey.
Well, that's right. You never met him.
Well,
I had a pleasure meeting him.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, this is usually a part I was saying to Elite. I usually put Nancy on the spot and say something. Well, you know what? My back hurts. Or Elite pulled her hamstring. What product can we use? So now you have the floor to talk about
this. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, you must know a background on the Belcour Body Butter from Nancy from all her different appearances. But it was developed by Nancy, who is a medal triathlete, a team of engineers from MIT and Harvard. It took 3 years to develop. The body buffer produces a very powerful vibration massage that reaches deep into the soft tissue. It increases circulation and blood flow to warm up muscles. Before exercising, you usually stretch, don't you? You do stretching exercises. That actually puts stress on sensitive joints, and that can actually decrease your performance. It can do more harm than good. So the body buffer targets the tissue and the muscles, not the sensitive joint areas. So the bits that need to be warmed and prepped are done efficiently. You don't injure your knees or your ankles. Once the muscles are flooded with fresh blood, they're warmed through, you can exercise. Then afterwards, you use the body buffer, and it flushes out all of the lactic acid buildup that creates DOMS, delayed onset muscle syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's that stuff that... it stiffens up the muscles, and that's why the next day after exercising you can hardly walk. That's the metabolic waste. But you know that because your background is in muscles and training and all of that fitness stuff. It isn't just for fitness and muscle recovery. It's also for beauty and spa. It works as an exfoliator. It stretches the dermal bands that create the cellulite dimples. It increases lymphatic drainage. It decreases edema. It's got all of these wonderful benefits. And I've been lucky enough to have joined the company right when the product launched in January 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what's nice
I'm a veteran.
Because, you know... So many people, the millions and millions of dollars that are spent on facials, any type of skin recovery, anything like that. And also, I mean, think about all the people that run marathons and all the people that you know, work out on a semi-professional basis. You can't go for a massage every week.
No.
You just can't. You just don't have the monies for that unless you got...
Well, Laura Towers is not available every
week.
Well,
thank you, darling. And I was going to say, I'm going to buy a body buffer just so I don't have to do your back.
Oh,
because Elite's always...
Well, it was developed for personal and professional use. We sell to chiropractors, physical therapists, LMTs. We also sell to use post cool sculpting.
Oh, interesting.
Because with cool sculpting, it freezes and breaks down all of the fatty cells.
Yeah.
And then you use the body buffer afterwards, and it helps to push all of those broken down fatty cells through the lymphatic system out through the body.
Mm.
There are a number of places in California that specialize in cool sculpting that we sell to, and you can they use them in practice, and then they also sell to the customer for the client for taking home to use in between office visits.
Very interesting,
it's easy to use, and we hopefully will be getting our stock back in June.
That would be, you know,
we sold out.
You know, thank God, not with what. Not
better
with,
to sell out than have a warehouse full.
But I'm wondering,
what,
I mean, as far as doing like the promo for this, do you do anything like I remember when years and years ago when I was doing the, when I had my practice near the New York Marathon, I would have a kid giving out my cards at the end of the race and so on and so forth. Do you do anything like that, like have like maybe a table set up and do like free demos?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Nancy and two of the managing partner, Heidi Coomer, and another one of the partners in the company, Susan, plus also we had some other people from the fitness world with, attend all of the major marathons, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and we'd set up a vendor booth and do demonstrations and sell the product. We would be at all of the spa and wellness shows and all of the fitness shows. Before the New York Marathon, they would have a big vendor show at the Jacob Javits Center, and we'd be there with our table and selling the product, and the marathon runners would buy it to use before, to buff before the marathon, and then they'd use it afterwards.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, and Spartan races and CrossFit,
mm-hmm.
we would be at
we'd
be at all of those shows selling as well. So sell directly to the athlete at to the spas directly at the different trade shows.
It's really cool because you have really two different markets that you could dip into. You know, on the one hand, you could go hardcore, and I'm going to say CrossFit really could benefit. I mean, the CrossFit Olympics. I mean, the damage that's done and the adhesions that come out of those events.
It's a perfect place.
That's a perfect place, and yet you could still be in the spa dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's really you can't lose with that. I think it's great.
And also cool sculpting too. It's
that's
like
what I'm
you know
saying.
It's
yeah,
all
like,
over
yeah.
the place. Yeah.
No, for spa, for wellness recovery, and for fitness, because it also a number of chiropractors use it for sports injuries. Because once fresh blood goes to an injured area, that fresh blood helps to heal that
mm-hmm.
area much quicker. Plantar fasciitis, which is something that you have in your foot and in your heel,
mm-hmm.
it's where the ligaments get inflamed and you can hardly walk. The only cure for that is rest or increased circulation with rest. And that's what the body buffer does. You can use the body buffer directly on the heel and on the sole of your foot, and it increases the blood flow to the injured ligaments, helping them to heal much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Myofascial release, shin splints, Achilles tendonitis. If you go to the website, belcore.com, you can look. There are a series of videos in the fitness section. There's a wonderful active release therapist in Los Angeles at the LA Sports Performance Care Facility, and he produced a series of three or four short videos showing him working on different clients for different treatments. Carpal tunnel syndrome from using your computer too much.
Mm-hmm.
You can it helps with increasing the blood flow and helping to heal that as well.
That's
so vibration massage is a great device.
And you know what I think the best part is? It's in your house. You buy it, it's in your house. You don't have to make a phone call. You don't have to wait for an appointment. You don't have to. It's in your house.
In your reach.
And that's the best part.
In your reach for relief.
But I like that elite.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when people like say, and, you know, I think it's reasonably priced, personally. But if people say, no, think about the amount of massage sessions, what that would cost you. Especially if you have ART, active release. I don't know of anybody that's doing that for under $250.
Right.
So that's right then and there. So you're actually saving money. You're getting this. It's in your house. So if you want to go out and get whatever you want, but this is anytime you need it. So
give us that website again.
Give us that website again, Jeffrey.
Belcore.com. BELLECORE.com.
Perfect. Perfect.
And
of course, you're going to put it on
Of course
the page
I'm going to put it up tomorrow. You can't stop me.
Of course
me
you're going to put it up.
Of course. Nobody can stop me.
When are we going to get together for martinis?
Oh. We should. You name
it. How about right now?
You name it, Jeffrey. I'm in the city all the time. I'll drag a lead out. Well,
definitely.
You name it. But thank you, mm-hmm. Jeffrey. And thank you for
it's
always.
It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you for always sharing our content and being on top of Nancy coming on the show and spreading the word so nicely. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thanks for the opportunity for coming on to talk about Belcore a bit.
Absolutely, and martinis are coming, and we'll put everything on our page tomorrow. Jeffrey,
I thought you were going to say on his tab.
No, no, your
well,
tab.
I'll be doing the washing up.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Thanks, lady. Bye bye.
Thank you, darling. That's so funny. I would never put. No.
And then we're going to put everything on.
You were like,
and I'm saying you're
a
tip.
Nice.
No, he's
nice,
a very
he's a
nice
gentleman.
Guy. It's
absolutely.
Been a pleasure. It's the first time.
You know, he's always really, really goes the extra distance.
He does.
And always you know, does the best he could. And I think that's our show.
Unless
is
you
it?
Want to do a couple of jumping jacks or something.
No, I think. Do you have anything else you want to say, Lee? Get something off your chest. Do you have anything?
Well, let me say. Let me
the stink eye like
no,
I did
no
something.
Stink eye. No stink eye. No, I pretty much said it all today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
If I have anything else.
Did I put you on the spot by making you lead that in?
No,
this
not at all.
Okay. Cause I
this
just
morning?
Thought, well, you know, earlier in the show, it seems like it seems like another part of the day.
No, it's not here. You know, we could tell people about what's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be live somewhere.
Oh!
We could say that.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to be we're going to be broadcasting live. I don't really remember. Oh, my God. It's
in
a high-end
lingerie shop.
Yeah. It's going to be a bra crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically bras for fuller-figured women. And you can't find
what we just spoke about.
But no. But they're more on the thin side. But just they fall
and they just have big boobs.
And you know, elite. And I'm going to bring you out on the show, and I'm going to embarrass you. People don't realize that you. I mean, I know I was flat most of my life,
mm-hmm.
and when I first needed a bra, my mother didn't really have me fitted. You know, there's
I didn't either.
Really?
Never.
My mother
and I had Ricky fitted. Isn't that funny?
Really
I never got
funny.
Fitted.
My mother just literally threw a bra and she ran out of the room.
Never
that
got
it.
Fitted.
That was it. I was
nope.
in T-shirts.
Nope. You're not alone.
But
I don't think it was the age then to do that.
You know something?
Your mother
a
got fitted?
My grandmother would.
I don't think a lot of women were fitted.
Most of my friends were. See, that's, yeah, most of my friends.
None of my friends.
You know,
were.
They the mother took them and they, yeah,
no,
they,
none
like,
of my
again.
Friends were.
But I think this is a nice
but
thing that's
is,
being done,
yes.
And we're going to be broadcasting. And you know,
live.
You know
live.
The jokes that I'm going to have.
A
cup runneth over. You know
no.
All these one-liners that I'm going to be coming
oh.
up with. And you better laugh. Woman.
Yes.
You better laugh every time
well,
I say it.
How many times could I hear it?
Well,
I'm not funny
I'll
anymore.
Stop now. I came up with another one the other day, and you laughed. I forgot what it was.
Okay.
But it was something
making
enchanting.
You feel good.
Keeping abreast of the situation.
Wow.
Ow! And I want you to get that drum in. Oh, the rim
no,
shop.
That's the rim shot.
But that's where we're going to be. On 3rd Avenue, I think it's 72nd Street.
Is it open to
so
the public?
We'll be there. I believe it is Penn and something. I can't think of the name.
Okay.
But
we'll get back
we're going
to
be there on one of the representatives will be on with us on the Wednesday before, and then we're going to be doing the remote show
right.
on that Thursday. So it'll be very interesting. Next week,
I was just
going
to say, why don't you bring up next week?
Our show is going to be 50 Shades of
Grey,
and it's going to be about, it's a very interesting dialogue on how men are kind of revered and honored and called distinctive,
mm-hmm.
distinction, what am I, why can I not?
Distinguished.
Distinguished. Thank you, Ali, because every now and then I need you to pull the words
there
out of my
go.
Mouth.
It's usually the opposite.
And yes, yeah, just don't pull a rabbit, but women can't, women
walk
cover
around
their grays,
the gray.
You know,
yeah.
And the only person that I know that didn't cover her grays and looks fantastic is Emmylou Harris, who
oh, yeah?
went, gray probably when she was
right.
35.
A lot of older women do go gray, though. They just, you
not,
know, I'm saying older, 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 when they have that long gray hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they
but
look very sophisticated.
I'm going to look up numbers, but
right.
I would say the numbers are much, much lower for women. So that's going to be an interesting
I
show.
I think depending on age, too.
I'm going to be making my Gray Lives Matter jokes. What else did I say? Hair shaming.
God help me.
So tune in, people, on that note. Thank you to our roundtable regulars, Nancy Donahue, Patricia Martin. Thank you, as always, for making the banter a wonderful give and take. And Jeffrey for coming on and being
yes.
gentlemen and listening to the show, even though Nancy left. Oh, what a guy.
It doesn't matter. He took a place.
What a guy. He loves us. We love him. And we love you, and thank you for joining us. And we will see you, same bad time, same bad station. Ali, take us home, darling.
You got it. Thank you.